In this episode, we spoil every single show. All of them. That's right, we're talking Code 307. Right after our little 100th episode, we are talking about deaths, and some of them are violent, so just be cautious.
Welcome to In Media Less, a podcast about queer relationships in media. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Val.
And today we'll be discussing what, Val?
The dead lesbian trope.
Yeah, so why don't you say more about that?
Well, last week we had a very special episode that we've been kind of putting off for a while.
Yep.
And we talked about Lexa. And of course, I feel like the majority of queer people who watch TV in any capacity know about Code 307, which is something.
What's Code 307?
I guess you're not one of them.
I am not one of them.
It was like something that was coined after episode 307 of The 100, and it's like the dead lesbian trope.
Oh, thing. Okay. So that's the season episode combo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And kind of for a little bit after Lexa was killed off, a few shows also killed off their queer women. And it was like three or four shows. And just like for a chunk of time, there was a weird phenomena of every show with a queer woman on it just like killing that character. And people kind of got fed up with it.
It did seem to peak around the mid-2010s. Why is that? Like, why did that happen?
I have a theory.
I have my theory, but I want to hear yours first.
I feel like because around that time is where representation started taking off, and we had like an influx of queer media. By that point, everyone was kind of getting used to having queer characters and like everything. And in a way, it was a renaissance, really.
Yeah.
But with that, there's also, you know, the pitfall of the more diverse a cast is, anyone who dies has the possibility of that character being some sort of minority. And in The 100, that was especially visible because there were, like, it was such a diverse show. It was super diverse. And anytime anyone was killed off, it was like 50-50 that it was a minority. You know what I mean? And yeah. I think with the influx of so many queer characters, a lot more of them started dying. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, it was like a queer character that was specifically there for the role of being the queer character. And that's why I personally feel like that's why it felt so bad. And that's why it was such like a big deal at the time. What is your theory?
Okay, so I totally agree with what you're saying, first of all. Like, this is not like a competing theory. I think it's just something that works like synergistically. And I mentioned this during the Klexa episode. I think it's part of it's the Game of Thrones syndrome. It's just like people thought to be like, they want to be like Game of Thrones, and therefore they have to kill characters. And they have to kill characters that people like. And when there's queer characters introduced on shows, they tend to develop like very strong fandoms just because there aren't that many by comparison. And so people get really excited about them. And so then the creators see that and they think like, I'm going to be really Game of Thronesy and I'm going to kill off one of those characters. You know, that will really get the fan base talking. And that's so I think it's that kind of mind poisoning that was going on due to the popularity of Game of Thrones that just like in combination with the increasing representation that you mentioned created a situation where it's just like a lot of queer characters. I mean, I know there was some gay men who got killed and bisexual men, I think, died. Like there was this like a lot of bisexual men dying, I think, during this time. But like it was also just a lot of queer women. And then there's the whole question of like, why is it women versus men? It feels like the trope mostly applies to women. And I think the reason why is because, again, that a man dying on a show doesn't quite have, I don't know, like when a woman dies, there's the kind of historical gender roles, and that's seen as like mm-hmm. something more horrifying on some level. Like the woman's like, you know, because the classic trope of women being like defenseless and like, you know, save the women and the children. Like, yeah. you know, like, and so I think that's part of it too, where it's like killing the women felt for a lot of these showrunners to be more subversive in some level. And I don't know. It's so frustrating because, like, on the one hand, as you said, we got more representation. On the other hand, it's just there's a question of like, okay, I'm going to pose this question to you mm-hmm. that I've read debates about, and I'm totally okay. kind of getting us off subject here. Kind yeah, of.
I'm excited.
Okay. This is going to be a weird scatterbrained episode anyway, I'm sure, but.
Nah, our episodes are always cohesive. What are yes, you talking about?
We always have a clear narrative. We've actually, this whole thing is scripted. I don't know if you know, listeners, but we actually write this all up, including the jokes, all the asides, stories about our personal lives. It's all here in this document that's like numbered and coded, and we've got lines and timings, and we're
amazing actors. Yes, we went to Juilliard.
Yes, we rehearse this, and then like you're seeing the final polished version here. But okay, is all representation good representation?
No.
Okay.
All right. So I think the easiest way for me to put this is, and this is a very, very like timely. You know how Instagram is now just like TikTok? You probably don't. Every social media now has the videos.
Every social media is slowly becoming the same social media. It's just the
yeah.
It's just a question of what the audience is at this point.
And I, of course, was on it for like hours the other day. And
Instagram or TikTok?
I don't know. They're the same. Okay. I don't remember. Back and okay. forth. Okay. Because when someone sends you something and you start watching it, and then you just like automatically swipe up. And you start the next one and the next one, and then you don't know what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
So that happened. But I came across one of the videos, and it was this comedian. She was brown, and she was talking about this sort of thing, right? Representation. And she's like, I didn't know how a black or brown person would look like as a ghost. And that's how underrepresented we are. And, like, it was such a funny way of putting it, but for, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a very interesting point.
So I definitely think there are really, really bad representations of characters, and they happen pretty often. And just to not be kind of, like, explosive with this, well, any topic I would choose would be pretty, like, controversial, I feel like. I don't know, bad question, but like, who were you thinking of when you asked me that question? So we can like focus on a group. Let's isolate. Let's make this slightly problematic, I guess.
I guess I was thinking of, I don't know if I was thinking about anyone specifically, but mm-hmm. I was thinking more generally about like some of the bad media we've watched over the past or experience.
Yeah, just okay.
Like, what if one of those characters died at the end? Would we be as upset, like, if All About E, instead of playing her clarinet in bed, E just died?
Well, that wouldn't have mattered.
Okay.
But it would have mattered if her gay best friend would have been killed. You know what I mean? Because he was such a punching bag to her. He was treated okay. so poorly. And, like, that wasn't the point of his character. That was just, like, bad writing on the writer's side.
Yeah.
That, like, that would have been so problematic.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a more, like, an actual example. But, like, the thing is, I think that is maybe heartbreaking about this is usually the like, good shows are the ones, or good media are the ones that are killing otherwise good shows, I should say, are the ones killing queer characters off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think because more people watch it, more people enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a cohesive story. There's probably good progression. It's probably super interesting. I don't know, like, if a show is bad, it might have a cult following. But if a show is good, it's going to have, you know, a really big following. People are going to discuss it, and they're going to actually legitimately get invested in it.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be for, like, the joke of it, or you're not going to be doing it going in with the knowledge that, like, this is, it's not that serious. It's kind of really bad.
Right. Okay. So there has to be a certain level of quality to it for it to matter, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. I'm just, I guess, exploring the bounds of this idea.
Yeah. And like, right now we're talking specifically, I think, about queer women, mostly yeah. lesbians, not always.
Not always.
But a lot of times, do you ever rewatch, like, a movie from the early 2000s or the 90s or something, and there's just, like, one person in the main cast that's not white?
Yeah.
And, like, it's so weird.
What do you mean by that?
We're from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Wow, well, like, you're from Brooklyn.
That's, sorry. Excuse me. We're from New York is what I meant to say. Yes. I just always assume Brooklyn is New York.
Wow. You're going to get some hate for that. Like all this other stuff we're talking about, you're assuming Brooklyn is New York is going to be the thing that gets you hate.
That would be actually hilarious. But I don't know. Like sometimes I watch something and it hits me halfway through that like every single person on the screen looks identical. And then it's really hard to put your finger on it until you, like, see it. And then for the rest of the movie, I'll be unable to, like, unsee it.
Well, like, I feel like the 90s in general is, like, peak. Like, everyone tried to look the same.
Yeah.
It was just peak. Like, there was no diversity at all. Except, like, you would have the token. It was always, it was almost always an African-American man. You know, like.
Yeah.
Asians
sometimes an Asian barely man.
Okay, yeah, Asian man maybe, but Asian women didn't really exist. Hispanic people were only there as gangsters, you know, or drug dealers or something. Like, I don't know. And then all the dudes looked the same. They were all muscly, skinny, white dudes with brown hair. Barely any blondes even, except for, like, mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio.
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so, yeah, I think that's the 90s in general, though. There was just, like, all the, like, mainstream blockbuster entertainment was, it's like the Friends phenomenon. Like, Friends just set this tone of, like, this is what people look like, and suddenly everyone looked like Friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So, I don't know what you're going off of, but
I don't know.
Every single time I've heard this conversation in any setting, almost always someone talks about the Autostraddle article.
The one that lists every single example? Yes.
And I'm scrolling through it and I'm like having flashbacks to moments where these characters died. And I just remember every time just like a little wave of everyone freaking out.
Yeah.
And it kept happening for like 2-3 years.
Okay. Let's go through these like example by example and talk about them, and we're going to put like the biggest spoiler warning on this episode ever.
Oh yeah,
but I feel like by putting a spoiler warning that a queer character dies and that's a spoiler, we'll have to think about how to do it. Right.
I don't know,
really, like, makes you think.
Yeah, there's no way to do it.
Whatever,
just don't listen to this episode. We're not, if you haven't watched every single piece of queer media.
I don't think we're going to talk about anything, like, recent. So I think we can just say, like, we're not talking about anything too recent. And just, like, this stuff is old enough that you've probably been spoiled to it if you've been on the internet. But, like,
in any capacity, really.
Yeah. Because, holy moly, it is so impossible. Okay. I'm so annoyed. I was so excited for the new Fire Emblem Engage, Fire Emblem Engage. And I seriously logged into YouTube this morning and there's just a spoiler in my YouTube recommendations. Thank you, YouTube.
Oh, you know, I'm supposed to watch The Last of Us,
yeah,
The Owl House, and the beginning of the second season of Legend of Vox Machina.
Yep.
And all three are all over my social media.
Yep.
And I can't go on anything.
Yeah.
I'm not big on spoilers, but like sometimes I just don't want them.
Yeah.
And it's been a day since any of those were out.
Amazing. Okay, so like I get like people want to do art and stuff and that's fine, but it's just I hate how the algorithms just are just like, "Oh, here's a spoiler mm-hmm. for you." And there's like YouTube, there's no good way to like mark a content as spoilers aside from putting like spoiler in the title.
Yeah.
Whereas
even then.
Yeah. It's not great. Anyway, so auto straddle article. Let's go like one by one.
I think it's going to take us more than an hour, but...
Okay, well, hit me with like the big ones or ones, I don't know, like so ones that resonate with you.
So here's the thing we can do, actually.
Okay.
Either, I think this can be fun.
Yeah.
We can just read the cause of death.
And we try and guess what it is?
You won't. They repeatedly kill queer women brutally.
Okay.
But some of these are hilarious.
Okay.
So I'll just start from the first one. And the character is Julie from the executive suite. This is a 1976 show or movie. I'm not sure. But the cause of death is listed as hit by car. Love interest. Hold on. I can read. I promise.
Yeah.
Her love interest has just walked into traffic after realizing her lesbianism and Julie was chasing her.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
It's my least favorite thing to do after work.
It's just gay people just love walking into traffic once they realize they're gay.
Why do we do that? Yeah, there are other ways to contemplate that.
We know we're magnetic. It's just dangerous.
It is. We don't even wear helmets.
Yeah.
There's no pillows taped to our limbs.
Oh, God. Rest in peace, Julie.
I'll just read the cause of death. Okay. Shot by a police officer after escaping from prison. Pushed down the stairs by a corrections officer. There's a lot of prison in this, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
Head injury, car accident.
Yeah.
This one's a paragraph. Shot by a gunman employed by a town's evil overlord who doesn't want to let the lesbians change his town. The shot was intended for her girlfriend, but Cicely, who was already sick, blocked the bullet and died in Rosalind's arms, thus magically healing the town's long simmering feuds and leading them to rename the town Sicily.
How do you block a bullet?
quickly.
I mean, I know it's like a movie trope that you can like push someone out of the way, but I think the bullet's faster than a person is.
It's not faster or stronger than love, Chloe.
Okay.
Activated a sleeper personality that wiped out her actual personality, effectively killing her.
Is that like Battlestar Galactica?
It's Babylon 5.
I was close.
You were so close. Genetic heart condition, died in prison.
A lot of prisoners.
Okay, please tell me you know this one. Toxic envelope glue.
Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's George's fiance. He bought the cheap envelopes. I know this one. I watched Seinfeld.
Stabbed herself. Caught thieving and hanged. Shot by a hitman hired by her girlfriend Abby's ex, who wanted to get rid of her so she could get back together.
Jesus.
Her girlfriend was pregnant at the time.
Okay.
Murdered by a serial killer. There are a few of these.
I was going to say, that one, you could probably say that 1,000 times. Mm-hmm.
Blasted by an alien-possessed alien. I don't know what
Star
that means.
Star Trek?
Yes.
I'm guessing it's Star Trek. Okay.
Drug overdose from medication given to her by her ex-lover's husband. A lot of exes, husbands, and boyfriends doing a lot of violence. Explosion in the shopping mall.
I hate it when that happens.
Shot during a bank robbery.
I was going to say explosion in a shopping mall is my favorite Panic at the Disco cover band.
Bomb, died in the resulting fire.
Okay.
Heart attack. Used as a lab rat for research that killed her.
Okay,
guess this one. Beheaded. It's not much to go off of, but it's one of the big lesbians out there.
Okay, beheaded. I don't know.
Just think of the most lesbian in the early 2000s.
Oh, that's gotta be Xena.
Yeah.
Okay.
Injuries from an
Xena
explosion.
Xena was beheaded?
I
thought
didn't
she
know
lived
that.
Happily ever after with Gabby.
She did. Yeah.
In my fan fiction.
I don't know. She did. I think Xena probably died, like, on average 5 to 6 times in that show.
Oh, because she was like a goddess. Could she come back?
I don't remember. I watched it when I was 5.
I don't know.
Injuries from an explosion.
That was
suicide. Murder mystery with an exclamation point. Shot by a man in front of her girlfriend. Ugh. Shot in the heart by a stray bullet. That one was Buffy.
Yeah.
Pushed down the stairs by her lover's husband.
I feel like that's the second stair pushing.
And the third husband?
Be wary of stairs.
Don't go into traffic and don't use the stairs.
Yes.
And don't go into malls.
Elevator is your friend.
Don't take baths either because electrocuted in the bathtub.
Okay.
Stabbed.
Classic.
Impaled through the chest on a large piece of wood. What? Oh,
is that
okay.
A vampire?
Impaled through the chest on a large piece of wood during a fight with a male character.
Is it a vampire?
No, it's from Smallville.
Smallville? What? Okay.
I didn't know there was a gay in that show.
No, me neither.
A lot of fire. This is the third fire. Injury sustained from fighting a fire in an abandoned warehouse. It's abandoned. Let it burn. Okay. Poisoned.
Yeah.
Stroke, died in her girlfriend's arms. There's so many heart attacks and strokes. And all of the pictures of these women are like, they're young. Okay, a lot of these are actually kind of violent, so I'm going to be skipping some.
Okay.
Stabbed with a cursed blade by a man, causing her to rapidly age and then die.
Oh, God.
A fate worse than death. Aging.
Yeah, she got old then death. And then died. Oh, my God. The worst two things that could happen to a woman.
Shot during a heist gone wrong. Car crash after being driven off the road by her drunk ex-boyfriend. I think it's car crash during being driven off the road.
Okay.
Honestly, because that is the car crash. Another stabs herself.
Okay.
A benefit at a gay club when a bomb went off. Okay, second bombing.
Yeah.
Breast cancer.
Yeah.
That's the L word. Okay. I remember when that happened, and I was like 10.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the L word existed. This one is different. This one is shot by her ex-lady lover instead of the ex's new lover. Who's
a man. That's a first.
Another stabbed, another hit by car, bludgeoned with a brick, set off a nuclear weapon.
Oh, that's got to be Battlestar Galactica. I know who that is. That's five.
Number six. Another bomb.
Okay.
This one is just killed by the shadows.
Okay, so cars, stairs, shadows.
I'm gonna
things to be afraid of.
I'm just gonna search stabbed. There are 16 stabbed.
Okay.
On this page, so 16 of them stabbed, got stabbed, did something with stabbing. There are 3 to 4 serial killers. Let me see. 6 matches for serial killers.
Okay.
A lot of car accidents, a lot of getting hit by cars, a lot of getting killed by exes, a lot of husbands of girlfriends, a lot of, like, the most ridiculous, like, killed by shadows, you know, skydiving accident, a lot of heart conditions with lesbians, a lot. There's cardiac arrests, there's strokes. There are heart attacks. And then we get to 2016.
Okay.
I skipped approximately a million of these.
I was
going
to say, if we were just at Battlestar Galactica, you skipped like 10 years.
I did. And there is a vampire that was staked. And the cause of death said... the cause of death says cause of true death. Staked by Bill Compton. Oh, Bill.
Oh, no. It was... what's the name of that vampire? It was the one with Sookie Stackhouse.
True Blood.
First season of that was good, and then it went crazy.
A vampire show going nuts after the first season? What are you talking about?
Who could ever think that would happen?
Fell off a stage after being hit in the head with a gun. A lot of cancers.
Yeah.
A lot of head injuries after fighting with guys.
It do be like that.
Let me see. There's a bunch from The Walking Dead. How many... there are 3 lesbians in The Walking Dead, and they're all dead.
Okay.
One is shot by a 12-year-old. One is shot with a crossbow in the middle of a sentence. One is decapitated by the whispers.
Oh.
So it's not the shadow in this one, it's the whisper in this one.
Okay.
A bunch of Killing Eve deaths.
Yeah.
Because all, like, every woman in there is gay. A bunch of Orange is the New Black death. A bunch of... just like a lot of like sci-fi shows, but not as much as I thought there would be, because sci-fi tends to have a lot of queer stuff from the very beginning of, like, from the conception of the genre. So it's weird that there's so few here.
Did you watch Orange is the New Black?
I did. I don't remember what season I watched up to. I think I watched the first three.
I feel like there is a show that just nosedived.
Yeah.
So quickly.
I think season two was already like, blech.
Ugh. Yeah, so quickly. Just like, especially when that... Okay, so there's a whole thing about a queer black woman gets killed by one of the guards, and they like just leave her body to rot because no one knows what to do.
I think it was Pusey or something.
Pusey, yeah, and the prisoners are rioting. And it's just, I mean, like, I understand why they did it.
Sensitivity
on some level,
viewers, but like, had to have been there and they weren't.
Yeah, and it just, I don't know, it's just.
It's. Even, like, hearing about it, yeah. Like, I skipped over her, but just, like, even reading how she died is kind of very, very upsetting.
Yeah, it was not... And like, they could have done something better, and it was in the context...
Ago.
Yeah,
so but it was
in
the much context fresher.
Of... Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, it was awful. Anyway.
So, Lexis 2016, and then...
Okay. Are we starting from there?
I'm not going to read all of them, because, once again, it
read
is
me, read me some fun ones. Keep reading the fun ones, because I want to try and guess.
Okay, let's see. Oh, well, this one is dark. Paralyzed and kept alive in a vegetative state, she enables the spiritual growth of a white woman in another realm and then asks the white woman to kill her in real life, which she does.
That's the Magicians. That's Kira.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dang. Yikes.
I never watched it, but I read about it.
Oh, this is a 2-for-1.
Okay.
They destroy a magic sword together to prevent one of them from being forever trapped in it, knowing that destroying the sword would kill them both. They chose death rather than having to be apart with one of them trapped in the sword.
Okay, see, this is what bugs me. Because if this was a straight couple, they'd be like, we have to figure out a way to do this where we can both live. And, you know, like, I feel like the trope would be, like, finding the secret solution that, like, the third solution.
Or it would be both of them being stuck in the sword forever and it's going to be romantic.
Yes, but like only the queer characters have to like both die. Because that's just how it works. Like the straight characters get bailed out through some deus ex machina and then the gay characters have to die.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
this one is just funny. Shot by a man she slept with after giving him information on his con artist sister, who she was also sexually involved with. I don't think you'll guess it, but it's just funny.
No, I have no idea.
It's from The Catch. I don't know what that
Never
is.
Never heard of it.
So this one happened very soon after Lexa.
Yeah.
For a show that I actually legitimately enjoyed despite it being like really bad. But the cause of death is saving a man from a sniper's bullet.
What show is it?
It's Person of Interest. It's Root.
Is that the one about the, like, AI?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to tell a story about this show because...
Okay.
I have never... So when I heard about some show called Person of Interest, I knew nothing about it. I assumed it was just some kind of like police procedural or something.
That's what, like, I thought.
It's the most generic police procedural name, right? Yes. Like you totally think it's about, like, I don't know, like there's like a person of the week who's suspicious and they investigate.
And
then I was on a date and I remember being in Central Park and we're sitting by that pond there. And the date is telling me about how her favorite show is Person of Interest. And she's telling me at length about, like, oh, yeah, it starts off pretty tame. And then there's a sentient AI that, like, and I'm just like, what?
It goes off the rails so fast.
I was so confused. I was like, Person of Interest. What the heck? I had no idea. I totally thought this was just Law and Order. You know, or something, you like some kind of clone of every other police procedural out there. No, it's crazy. I really want to watch it. I just never have. And I just, part of me will never want to watch it because I just have this, like, in my head, it's just like this strange oddity of weirdness that I never will experience and will remain a question mark. And anything that it could be now, I think would be disappointing.
Yeah, I really want it to remain like a very like interesting mystery and enigma for you.
Yes.
but there is a queer character.
I mean, I'm just Googling it right now and I'm looking at the freaking title card.
Makes no sense.
It's a bunch of people who look like cops. They're standing in front of like what looks to be New York City skyline. If you told me this was NCIS spinoff, I'd be like, yeah, this is totally just a,
yes.
You know, like, what even is this? This is nothing.
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, keep going.
The cool thing about it is that instead of it being a killed by a serial killer, one of them is a serial killer, and that's the one who gets killed off.
Okay.
Because she is, I don't know how I would classify her, but she's just like a sociopath.
Her name is Root?
She's like a coder programmer person.
So like
it's a pun.
Code name. Like Root Access. Got it.
Yeah.
Man, now I want a cool hacker name.
Yeah, come on, Chloe.
What's your cool hacker name? Let's start with you.
I don't know computers. I don't know.
I'm funny. I try and think of one. What's a good
Control,
hacker
Control, Alt,
name?
Delete. A. Okay. What's the button that immediately, like, exits something? What's the
Alt F7? F4?
That one, yeah.
Okay.
That's me. I break things. The other lesbian in the relationship is Shaw, and she is also a sociopath, but she's good.
Okay.
She just does not experience emotions, and she's okay. Very, like, she does, but she doesn't experience them strongly.
I'm getting Killing Eve vibes from, like, the two sociopaths in a relationship.
Yes, but they're not against each other. They're okay. Really great teammates, and Root is flirty, and then Shaw is like annoyed by it, but eventually really comes to love it.
Okay.
It's a really good ship. I loved it. And then she got killed, and I'm like, Lexa, just happened. You can't do this to me. She got killed in the last episode in like the last 10 minutes.
Why? Why do you have to do that?
To save some NPC.
Oh, God.
It wasn't an important character they were saving. No, it was. It was. It was.
Okay.
It wasn't an important character that did. I don't know. Something about it was just, like, very random.
Okay. Well.
Anyway.
Guess she went back to her roots.
Then we have Poussey.
Yep.
Then there's a character from Wentworth that I've never watched. But
so another prison drama?
Another prison. There's a lot of lesbians in prison.
I mean, okay.
Gays, don't do crime. Apparently it doesn't
but
pay.
No, be gay, do crime.
Don't. You're going to end up in prison.
But
and then it's going to be
avoid cars,
problematic
least.
Death.
Okay. Prison, cars, stairs, shadows.
And whispers.
Whispers. Ex-lovers, ex's lovers. I don't know.
Yeah. Just don't go outside. Stay in your room. Go to an asylum. Be in a padded cell.
Okay.
So there's one from Pretty Little Liars that just says unknown.
Okay.
So unknown cause
Did
of
you
death.
Ever watch? I watched the first season. It was okay.
My sister watched it and I was just like in a general vicinity.
Yeah.
So there's some osmosis. I know the song, like the theme song, but really nothing more than it's about four teenagers.
Yeah.
And apparently all the actors vary wildly in age.
Yeah.
There was a lesbian strangled in Van Helsing, the 2016 TV show.
Okay.
Oh, this one is different. It's not a heart attack. It's massive cerebral hemorrhage from Shameless.
Mm.
Okay. I remember this one upsetting people. In Black Sails, one of the characters was killed, and Eleanor. And I remember when that happened, she wasn't like the best character, but people were like mad.
Yeah.
Bill Potts on Doctor Who.
Okay, but she lives. Kind of.
Everyone in Doctor Who kind of lives.
But she becomes like the sentient water thing.
It's sentient oil, Chloe.
Whatever. Like, she gets turned into that, like, I don't know what you call it, gender fluid? I don't know.
Oh my God.
That's the joke of the episode.
I hate this.
No,
this is the last episode
because her girlfriend is also the like liquid.
Oh, okay, then this is a happy ending.
Yeah, she gets to be liquid with her girlfriend and they travel the universe together as the liquid.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it's actually how, well, like, she is, like, a really depressing, because she does get turned into a Cyberman, I think.
Oh, and those guys are sad.
But then she gets cured and turned into the liquid. I don't think it was oil. I think it was just water or liquid. I don't know.
It says oil on Autostraddle, but honestly, we embellish everything, because sparkly. Let's see, there's a lot of poisoned by wife. There's like three poisoned by wife.
Okay, which, like, don't get married.
Don't get married.
Just don't put a ring on it. Keep it. Keep them guessing. Keep them guessing.
Oh, killed by her friends and slasher.
Okay.
Neck broke. Oh, well, that one's violent. Also slasher.
Yeah.
So two gays get killed in slasher. Well, I guess it makes sense. It's a slasher.
Yeah.
A bunch of American Horror Stories. There's like three or four of them. Prison Break had a lesbian die, so another prison one. Murdered by government agents who were going after her because her also gay counterpart is a wanted assassin.
Oh.
Don't be a wanted assassin with a counterpart.
Is that a Killing Eve?
Something called Counterpart.
Okay.
I don't know. The Handmaid's Tale, toxic working conditions.
Handmaid's Tale, though, is supposed to be depressing. Like, that one I can give a pass to because it's supposed to be super depressing.
Yeah, I will never watch it because I've read it.
Exactly. And it's like I was already read depressed the book.
Enough from reading it.
Yeah, I really don't need to ever see that.
To this very day, that book that I read in high school just, like, makes me so uncomfortable.
Same. I didn't read it in high school. I read it in college and just, like...
I read it in high school. It messed me up. But it was one of the few books in high school that I actually legitimately read instead of pretending to read.
I was a nerd who read all the books.
Surprisingly, the other book that I read all the way through was also in the same class. So what I think book was it? It was some book about a lawyer who worked on the Erin Brockovich case. And I think it was like...
That's a weird book to read in an English class.
It was like a journalism class or something.
But why... Okay, why would we read why the would we, tale? Yeah. Hold on.
I don't know.
Brockovich lawyer book.
I just had a really good English teacher. She cared about me. She's like... She called my mom. She's like, bro, tell your kid to do her homework. She's really smart, but she's an idiot.
It was not written by Erin Brockovich, though?
No. It was written by one of the lawyers that worked on that case. Because it was, like, years and years and years of legal battle. Okay. And it was, like, a nonfiction thing. So it was a lot of him, like, going places and picking up documents and going through them. And it was, like, amazingly interesting and mesmerizing.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did it, but it was fun. There is a bunch from Killing Eve.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
One of them is murdered by her ex in prison, which I remember when that happened. It was hilarious. But also kind of like very graphic, and I did feel uncomfortable with the actual death. But I feel uncomfortable with any actual death in TV and movies. Like, I don't like it. I'm squeamish. Another Orange is the New Black. Also during the prison riot.
Yeah, I know her.
Like the nerdy looking white girl.
Yeah, she was kind of like... mop of hair. Neurodivergent in some way.
I think I remember her vaguely. Yeah, she was a little weird.
Yeah.
So she died because her facial injuries were infected due to inadequate medical care.
Okay.
Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Another Wentworth.
Do they come in pairs? Like, Wentworth sees Orange is the New Black, kill someone's like, oh, we better kill someone.
I think so. I think they have meetings.
Yeah.
Someone died in the Purge. She looked really, really, really cool. So rip Baraka. Shot after entering the home of the wealthy cis straight white man she'd been paid to assassinate. Probably she was an extra, but she looks real cool. Alas for the queers.
Yeah.
Someone got killed in You.
Yeah.
Another The Purge. This one looks like a fancy rich lady. Stabbed by her ex-girlfriend because she was about to kill her ex-girlfriend's husband. Okay. It's the other way now.
Yeah.
Kidney failure and Grey's Anatomy. And congestive heart failure. So there's the heart failure. One character, two stones. Because it's a kidney problem.
Yeah.
Someone, oh my god. a queer woman died on Jane the Virgin, pushed down the building shaft by her on-again, off-again girlfriend, then impaled by a set piece and set on fire? Oh my god.
On Jane the Virgin?
Oh my god.
I thought that was just like a goofy comedy show.
That's what I thought. Wow.
With Gina Rodriguez, and then, like, she's like an...
Yeah.
She's just like a kid.
Wow, I said I wasn't going to read any brutal ones. I didn't realize that the Jane the Virgin one would be so brutal. Another Orange is the New Black.
Probably from the season I didn't watch, because I don't remember any other deaths.
It's just a drug overdose.
Oh, just a drug overdose.
Oh, there's one from Why Women Kill, and the cause of death is stabbed by ex-girlfriend Taylor in self-defense shortly after Jade stabbed her ex-boyfriend. Who is Taylor's husband?
Oh my god, every day, you gotta stay away from the ex-husbands. Don't try and kill them, it's just gonna come back and haunt you.
Once you're broken up with a person, move to a different country.
Yes. Take on new names. Act like you're in witness protection. Because their ex-husband is there, and he is ready to stab you.
Or the husband's, wife, or who is your lover. Ex, is ready to stab you.
Yes.
Of course, there's claimed fully by the lady in the lake. Guess that one.
Bly Manor.
Uh-huh.
Totally unnecessary. Okay.
Someone gets shot in Fargo.
No way.
Yeah. That is wildly out of pattern for them. Oh, Batwoman had a queer get stabbed to death.
Who was it?
Someone called Tatiana? I don't know. I haven't seen Batwoman. I haven't watched that show. Another American Horror Story.
Okay.
And I Know What You Did Last Summer, the 2021 version.
Okay.
Hit by a car.
Oh, there we go again. Stay away from cars.
Another Wentworth. Is there going to be an Orange is the New Black?
No. We had one a couple ones ago, though, so maybe they were
But there is, it finishes off strong with Two Killing Eves. So this was just 50 minutes of me reading, like, a tenth of this list.
Oh my god.
And I think there's probably way, 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 way more.
I mean, I'm looking at the TV tropes, and there's a bunch that, that we could talk about here as well.
I think, let's get to that. But I feel like this list specifically had either very, very iconic deaths, or just, like, deaths that happened very close in proximity time-wise to those deaths.
Okay.
Right, so it's like clusters.
Well, I've got a good one for you here. So I'm going to describe the movie. You tell me what it was.
I'm bad at this game.
Okay. A spy at the end of the Cold War in Berlin.
Atomic Blonde.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
There's another one that was
on your list. I haven't
watched it. Did I spoil it?
No, I know what happens. I've been on the autostraddle thing. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm finding some more. Hold on. Like, I'm looking for ones that I know about. So, Valerie, a lesbian actress who was in a cell beside one of the main characters while they were used as test subjects, she didn't survive the tests, but he did. Her imprisonment was due to being queer in the first place. The regime rounded them all up. The movie includes a long description of her life before being imprisoned and her lover being taken away from her.
What the heck?
V for Vendetta.
Oh, I have never seen that.
Okay.
That's upsetting.
There's actually, it happens twice. There's another character who, Gordon, who's the television anchor guy, and they get into his house and they kill him for having a Quran.
Oh, God.
But she didn't even have, he wasn't like religious. He just had it because he thought it was interesting.
That is upsetting. But yeah, that's what I was like talking about. A lot of these, they're very specifically like canonically queer women.
Yeah.
Like who date women on screen, basically.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have any of the queer men. It has, I don't think it has any non-binary characters on it. It probably doesn't have all the bisexual women. So like the fact that this list took us 50 minutes to get through a small portion of it is upsetting. And actually, I thought this episode was going to be about us discussing it, but it's just, the deaths are so ridiculous.
I mean, okay, to close this out in the last, I don't know, 5-6 minutes, let's talk about if you want to have an engaging story with queer characters, how do you do that without killing them?
I think, first of all, expand the representation to shows that are not about, like, the police or prison.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of those shows have stuff to do with, like, murder mysteries and just, like, a small town where, like, the whole thing is there's a mystery happening, and which pretty much is all of them, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, the ones that weren't movies from pre-90s era,
yeah,
were TV shows that were procedurals of some sort. And kudos for them for having so much representation. They're not the best to have it, because characters die all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, characters die, like, on every episode, pretty much, for a lot of them. Maybe have, like, characters in shows that aren't about death and murder and violence, because then that opens up a lot of problematic things. There are quite a few, like, super violent and uncomfortable deaths that I did not read.
Yeah.
And, like, if y'all want to know what they are, you can just go to that article. It's Autostraddle, Dead Lesbians. You'll find it, no problem. But, like, a lot of it is very violent.
Yeah.
Super violent. Like, I mean, so many car accidents, so many husbands and boyfriends and ex-wives poisoning and stabbing and killing. A lot to do with dehumanizing queer women, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Like, the one I read that was a bomb at like, a queer event, that is, like, very hard to see, I bet, on screen. Especially because it happens. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I can watch a lot of shows or movies where there is a school shooting. Like, it's just very difficult to see, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to see it. It happens. There's nothing we can do about it. Why put it in something? And I understand, like, censoring art is not a thing, but, like, sometimes some art needs to be censored because it's not, like, it's not the time and place for it.
I don't even think it's censoring. Because censoring, to me, implies, like, external intervention in some way. And I feel like it's just creators need to grow beyond, like,
the shock value and the easy kind of, like, writing trope that is, everyone knows what this is like because we hear about it on the news every day.
I like to think about Lord of the Rings in Brandon Sanderson's writing, who's a fantasy author. Both of them, I feel like both of those are they tell these really amazing stories that people are super invested in. You know, Lord of the Rings is like the classic fantasy work, and Brandon Sanderson is modern fantasy author who mostly avoids killing characters, like maybe one or two here and there, but like both, you know, like Lord of the Rings and a lot of the work of Brandon Sanderson are able to tell very compelling stories. They tell great works of fiction. They show lots of love and care and beauty while still maintaining drama.
And a lot of violence, too. Like,
and a lot of violence
for a lot of them.
Yeah. And I mean, you can get into the whole thing about, like, the racial elements of orcs. But anyway, now I'm subverting my own argument. But it's, I think you can tell a good story. You can tell a compelling story without having to kill main characters.
And it doesn't have to be, like, PC or anything.
Yeah.
Like, don't sanitize it. But no. Just be careful with what you choose to portray and how you choose to do it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, like, I feel like a lot of authors that work on their own, so, like, writers or comic book creators, or just, like, a media that's a very, very small team, tend to have less of this. And I think it's because when you work with, like, a dozen other writers, things just get very confusing and lost in the mix, and everyone has their ideas, and eventually, like, to appease everyone, they kind of have to dilute it. But, like, having such strong things happen with such, like, imagery that we relate to because we live in a world like that, like, that's not a good shortcut. At least that's my little opinion.
Make us care about the characters without killing them. Like, if you can do that, you're doing a really good job. And, you know, I think it's more impressive when a series is able to make you talk about it. Like, if your goal is, you know, I know, like, part of being a creator under, like, our capitalist system is that, like, you have to compete with other creators. And to do that, you know, you need to do stuff. You have to create buzz. You have to get attention. You have to get people talking about social media. And then character death is a very easy way to do that. But I like to think restriction breeds some form of creativity. And so I would challenge creators to consider how not killing characters could still be used to drive drama and create buzz, and how you can create interesting situations without having to resort to, you know, killing lesbian characters or people of color or queer characters.
Yeah, and it's also like a muscle that's not as exercised because we're so used to like seeing death on screens.
You want to go to the gym, huh?
Go to the mental gym.
That was a really stupid joke. Take that out, please.
No, I'm leaving that one in to balance out the other good one.
The gender fluid one.
Yeah, I hate that. but yeah, just like it's not that hard. I mean, it is kind of hard, but it's not as hard to create such compelling stories without death as one would think. Like, you can do it. A lot of shows do it.
Don't be poisoned by Game of Thrones.
Exactly. And
we all know how that ended up anyway, so.
Yeah, you get hated for the rest of your movie career.
Yeah.
And then everyone forgets about it.
And you don't get to make a Star Wars.
But if we are talking about, like, death, I don't know why, but for some reason, Arcane came to mind. Remember when Grayson gets killed off? It's like episode one.
Yeah.
It is episode one, but it was so, like, such an emotional hit.
Yeah.
Because we get Grayson and Benzo, I think, is the name of the shopkeeper. I don't know how I remember that. But we have those two characters killed in the first episode. So they were just introduced pretty much to us, like all the other characters. It wrecked me. It was such a good dramatic telling of it. Because I think a lot of it was that it wasn't fair. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the deaths in the list we read, they're not fair necessarily. But it's like, it feels very avoidable. Whereas in this example, it was just a violent thing committed to people, and it drives the plot. It raises the stakes immediately. It opens up an entire world of this. And then they don't kill that many people because, like, they dial it in and they know when to use that. We don't have characters dying every episode, you know? Yeah. And it's better for it because when characters do, it, like, there is a lot of emotional resonance that is not anger from the viewer's side of the screen. You know what I mean? It's like, I guess the best way to describe it is that the emotion is coming from the media to the viewers, listeners, readers, whatever, as opposed to a lot of these deaths, which were like from the viewer's side, rage towards the show, the movie, the book, the game, whatever it is. And one is like a really good way to make art and storytelling, and one I would argue is a failure of it.
Yeah.
This felt like an English class. I just felt like I'm back in school talking about this stuff.
Except we didn't do the whole like English class, like, I don't know, the whole motif discussion, which I feel like was always exhausting. Anyway, any final thoughts, Val?
No. Like,
okay. Yeah. No.
I'm finished. I did my info dump, my thesis, my little argument rant.
I'm glad you were able to present your argument. And I don't know, I think this is interesting. I wonder if we're still doing this podcast in like a couple of years, we need to follow up on this episode and just be like, what have been the recent trends in the 2020s? What's the company that releases the thing?
Yeah, come on. What is it? What? I think GLAAD releases like an annual report.
Yes, it's GLAAD.
Yeah.
Because they're the media one. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll need to like look that up in a year or two and see what's up.
Okay.
Let's see how it improved because they're more general with it.
Hopefully it improves at least.
Hopefully at least the representation grows enough that if it doesn't improve, at least it's a smaller percentage of it.
Yeah, it's a good question. We don't really know the denominator, and that's important. As an epidemiologist, the denominator is very important. But
yeah, but we're twisting the facts in our favor here, so okay, it's fine.
It's fair. Fair enough.
Chloe, take us out. Not with a car accident or a death or a poison or a prison riot.
Ah, but I'm a shadow. That's what you forgot about the shadows. I'm going to push you down these stairs of social media. Our Twitter, Instagram.
In my home.
Our Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest is at InMediaLez. Our subreddit is r/InMediaLez. Our Tumblr is...
thepodinmedialez.tumblr.com. We got asks. I'll get around to it eventually, people. I'm sorry.
Our website is inmedialez.com, and you can email us at inmedialez@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone who rates, likes, subscribes, reaches out to us on social media, or generally listens to the show. We like you a lot.
Yeah, you're great, and you have really good taste in podcasts.
We're not going to push you down the stairs.
We won't, and please don't date us so that we don't have to kill you.
Yeah, please don't date us.
All of you, stop trying to date us.
Yeah, God.
Come on, it's getting old.
Ugh.
There's only so much poison in the world.
Please, my knives date
are
me.
All dull.
Just kidding. or am I? I don't even know what's going on anymore.
We'll see you in the next one.
Shadows bless you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Just a little heads up for those who keep up with the show and listen as it releases. We won't have an episode next week. The next episode will come out February 9th. Thanks for listening.